This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Thursday at the Commodity Classic Farm Show in San Antonio, Texas, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins provided an update on the U.S.-Mexico border, which remains closed for the importation of cattle from Mexico. We will hear more from Secretary Rollins next.
Spring planning starts with one smart decision. Corn Pro from Landis delivers a complete corn program with built-in savings. Nutritionals, herbicide, and fungicide, all working together in one plan backed by local expertise. Lock in competitive pricing, sign up any number of acres, and take advantage of 0% interest through 2026 to protect your cash flow. Less complexity, more performance. Get the most out of your corn crop with Corn Pro from Landis. Talk with your local Landis team today.
Feeder cattle from Mexico remain unable to cross the border into the U.S. due to the threat of New World screwworm in Mexico, and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins was asked at a press conference if the border will reopen soon.
Let me address that there is no plan to open the port anytime soon. Every day I get an update, and every day I have to make the decision to continue to protect livestock on our side of the border. And I understand there are so many implications. There are so many of our fellow Texans that rely on those ports being open, and it is an incredibly difficult call on one hand.
Rollins says that until the sterile fly facilities that are working to combat screwworm flies are more productive, the border will remain closed.
But on the other hand, you can go to screwworm.gov, words I never thought I would say a couple of years ago. You can go to screwworm.gov and you can for yourself see the upward movement through Mexico. And this is after a year of working so closely, trying to push back. Until we get the major facility opened at Moore Air Force Base, we will not be able to produce enough flies to eradicate.
Beef prices remain high at the meat counter and grocery stores, and the border closure has continued to depress the numbers of cattle in the U.S. herd. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.